This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill. And you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
Strip club voice and shit.
I'm letting them know that they're listening to the Knights.
Knights
at the Sound Table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yeah. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
You're dying, man.
How's we gonna get through a podcast, man? Cause we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
Yeah. We going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans and shit.
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I would need to have like skinny jeans like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way.
It's not.
Because like Ed was saying, you know, with your mind, we can still do a lot of stuff until right. We actually get out there and try to do it.
Yeah.
And then you like.
It is different. It's so different.
Yeah.
I mean, like I was telling you earlier, man, I ain't played basketball for 5 years. I just do one dunk test once a year when I change the age. I can still dunk, but it hurts like hell landing. I mean, this year I might have to hang on the damn rim and then have somebody bring me a ladder. Because I ain't got that get up and go no damn more, man.
But right. See, in a couple of years, you won't even try it because then you'll be closer. Like me, I don't even try to touch the net no more. It's like, I ain't gonna. They're like, Lee, you got a nice jumper still. I ain't even jumping off the ground.
That's the hardest thing, though, isn't it? Which I think this is a great topic. Explaining and trying to describe what you could do to your kids.
Yes.
Because my son just doubts what my jumping ability was at that time. He doubts it. I mean, that's the one thing I could do was jump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at that time.
Yeah, me and Darius was talking about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, man, Troy had some springs, like.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, but I started high school at 5'8", man, and my body started growing all goofy and shit. Man, I was uncoordinated as shit. You know, all I could do was jump.
Right.
That's it. I mean, I didn't put all the other stuff together until I got into my 20s, man. You know, I wasn't blessed with like Vaughn and like being, you know, grown up in, you know, man body and shit like at 8.
Or man body.
Yeah.
Yep, but you know, I don't know, it's just crazy with the whole just sports thing, trying to explain to your kids or even try and get them into sports because it's hard getting kids into sports these days. Like us, it was like seemed like it was nothing else to do. Like with me, shit. I mean, I would try any damn thing just to keep me for I could be out and not be at home 24/7.
Right.
That was like my. That was like where I could escape and shit. You know.
But you know what else? Too, the cost, man. I was trying to get my boys into karate, man. It was gonna be like $375 for all three of them. It's gonna be like $375 a month. It was high,
man. Yeah,
I'm like, that's
man,
too much.
You better get them that Dolomite training.
Man, look.
All that stuff. Yeah, it ain't cheap.
No, but it's like different, you know. For my perspective at the sports thing, because you know everyone knows. I mean, knows me. My mom was protective as shit, you know. So. Anytime I would have went out for any damn sport that they had back at that time, just to do something.
I'm gonna speak on that. Troy ain't lying because we lived in the same neighborhood, and yeah. I didn't know that house had kids.
No, I ain't lying.
Like they live over there. What? So yeah, she was protective. They was protective, man.
Yeah, you might see me peek out the window and shit. I see you guys walking by.
Yep,
you Dre and Harvey. Yep. I'll be like, damn, there they are. And sometimes you guys will see me. I try and duck.
What was she protecting you from?
Troy ain't lying, though. He is not lying.
No, that's
what was she protecting you from? I don't know, the really. World. I mean, well, well, I always think it has to do with, because, you know, my father died before I was born in a work accident, you know, and my mom, and then, you know, they buried him. She found out she was pregnant with me like a couple of weeks later. So I think maybe that attributes to her being, like, overprotective. So my sister, she could actually go out and do shit. Me, I was in prison.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's how it be.
That's just.
But yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know Troy and them lived in that neighborhood. You know, it was like, like, okay, shit, all right. Trina and Troy.
You never see my messages on the window saying,
hey. Look, he done cut SOS in the grass, and we ain't paid no attention.
Open the cellar door. Let me out.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's just the way it was. I mean, I used to be really pissed off about it then, you know, but still at the end of the day, you know, going off to college and doing all that stuff and stuff, I still had my time to have fun and do all that stuff. So I mean, it would have been nice to do more stuff in high school, I guess. But still, I'm just glad I ended up, you know, going away for college versus just like being there for college. That would have still sucked.
Yeah.
If I would have been in college, I probably would have been still staying at the damn house.
Right, right.
No, because it's funny though. For real, I tell people that I was basically in prison until I was like 19 years old, and people don't believe me.
Well, you got
like, right? No, that's true.
And you got somebody that can vouch. Yeah, I told you. I ain't lying. I didn't know nobody, no kids in that house. I ain't lying. Shit. I thought it was Ether Carr kids.
Yeah. I mean, the my mom and stuff, that was about it. We didn't even know he had grandchildren.
Yeah, I didn't know he had grandkids.
Until we just showed up one day. Hi. Yeah, we've been here since birth.
Look, we thought y'all was grew in Mr. Carr's garden. Like, oh, he done grew some kids.
No, but man, I remember, you know, when I started working at Wendy's and stuff, started closing, sneaking out, telling my mom I was closing and shit at night, and then wouldn't be getting home like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'd be hanging out with you guys or going to
right,
going to Elgin and all this shit, man. That was exciting. That was an exciting time for me.
I bet, especially when you locked up like that.
Yeah. I mean, my mom would be like, how are you working all these hours, but you ain't bringing home that much money?
Mom,
I don't know.
They're getting me for child support in the future. Just calm down.
Shit, in that case, I wish they would.
You know, and I think, but, and with all, because I got to see y'all kind of grow up. I'm a little older, but like, I remember going to clubs and stuff with Darius, Terrence, and Derek, and they didn't drink. I mean, then it's like they turn 21 and we get to kicking it and they drink more than me. I can't even hang with them. It's like, I mean, just watching the phases of the growth, you know.
Yeah.
It was like y'all came a long way and I'm proud of y'all. I'm going to say it on the show. I'm proud of y'all because we all could have ended up different. Brian, Ed, me, Troy, Darius, and even Black Mark, he could have been different too, you know. Black Mark. I don't care. Mark blacker than all us.
He sure is.
Man, he gonna listen to the show. He's gonna bring a tear to his face. Thank you.
He is. Thank you. I'm telling y'all.
He's gonna hold a black fist up in the air.
I can listen to it. I'm like, man, everybody, you can't tell if they black, Puerto Rican, white, but they don't really sound that black. But Mark, man, that dude black. But he's not.
that's the funny thing, too, because, you know, being raised in that area, I mean, shit, between all of us, how many, we probably had like about 3 or 4 black people graduated in each of our graduating classes when we got out.
Yep.
So it's attributed to growing up in that
your environment.
Hear everybody else talk. Yeah. I mean, it's no different than if we moved down south as kids and we all of a sudden we'd have a southern accent all of a sudden.
You sound like J.D. You Dixon. Know, yeah.
Oh, shit, J.D. Yeah. Oh, it's like messed up when you said his name. I could hear that southern shit, too. I remember.
Yeah, I love that dude.
Yeah,
he was a good dude.
man, I got this job. I'm sitting here every day. I come to work on time. And it seems like they don't even appreciate it. They even gave Joe a promotion. I've never gotten a promotion. I've been here for 5 years, man. Just slaving and just taking these orders and dealing with these irate and these crazy customers. I'm just sick of it, man. Oh, man. Here we go again. Here's another customer. Hello, this is Brian. Welcome to Taco Bell. How may I take your order? Jobs and trades? What are you talking about?
You know jobs and trades, motherfucker. To put your ass to work. Go ahead and join our 8-week program. Guaranteed after you get your 8-week program, you'll put your ass to work in 3 weeks. 97% job placement.
Oh, that sounds like that would be good. I mean, I need a job because I can't take these customers in.
Well, shit, I understand, motherfucker, but this is what you need to do. You're not going to be hocking no more tacos anymore across damn town. Join our 5-week program. Gonna put your ass to work in 2 days, guaranteed. 75% job placement.
Well, where are you located?
Man, don't even worry about where the hell we're located. We're located everywhere. 32 campuses throughout the United States of America.
Wow.
Damn, that is a lot.
Well, that sounds like something I want to do. Well, how do I get a hold of you?
Yeah, so let me go ahead and complete my order, and I'll pull around there in a second. Second, I want one ball of Dr. Pepper. Could you put it in a large glass for a small fry?
I sure could, sir. I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Then you start to think you're using your damn noodle. We got a 5-point plan, which is 2 of those points highly effective. And putting your ass to work. You should try 7 of our 5 plans that we have. And I know that might not make sense, but it's simple math, motherfucker. Don't question me.
Five or 7-point plan.
There's a 10% chance of that. 62% job placement.
Well, first you said it was like 93, and now you're saying it's 62. I mean, what is it?
Simple math, motherfucker. I don't like to repeat myself. There's a 7-point plan, 3-of-the-parts plan, highly effective. You join our 17-week program, put your ass to work in 1 week, 97% job placement.
Well, how do I know if I'm smart enough to be able to be in the program?
Have you listened? Every word I've said, motherfucker.
Yeah, I heard it, but it just seems like it's...
Specific, that means you're smart enough. Let me go ahead and pull on over, and I'll give you an information for WellTech USA. WellTech USA. Get a job and you'll get paid. The women will dig you. You'll get laid. WellTech. What you waiting for, motherfucker?
Witness an empty space filled with thousands of screaming people. A man, both nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Answers are new questions. The unthinkable is the expected. When truth is not the truth, what dimension are you even in?
You know all there is to know about fighting. So there's no sense us going down that same old road again. To beat this guy, you need speed. You don't have it. And your knees can't take the pounding, so hard running is out. And you got arthritis in your neck, and you've got calcium deposits on most of your joints, so sparring is out.
I had that problem.
So what we'll be calling on is good old-fashioned blunt force trauma, horsepower. Heavy-duty, cast-iron, pile-driving punches that will have to hurt so much they'll rattle his ancestors. Every time you hit him with his shot, it's got to feel like he tried kissing the express train.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
That's Troy Hill. Troy Hill.
Nah, it was some good times.
So. Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're about out of time this evening. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Knights of the Sound Table. Please support the show. Go ahead and visit us on our IG page at, what is it, Knights_@_. You know, it's just the word spelled out with the underscores between them. Go ahead and give us a follow on that. Follow us on our Facebook page. We'll be constantly updating. You have a question about the show or you have a question you would like to have addressed on the show, go ahead and give us that question. We'll be glad to address it and call you out by name about what's wrong with you. But on behalf of myself and my people, we're going to call it a night. So would you guys like to say goodbye to the people?
Good night, everybody.
Goodbye. Good night.
Feliz Navidad.
let's get it.
Feliz Navidad.
And you got Michael McDonald singing. Oh. What you want to sing now, Michael McDonald? I don't know the words to this song.
I'll be.
You know who you gotta bring in the mix though? You gotta bring Eddie Grant.
What was Eddie Grant?
Don't you remember?
Hey, you gotta rock down to it. Good God. Up to the street.
Watch that video because Eddie Grant.
Yeah, the song just starts crazy. It's like, Yeah,
that was.
He was riding a motorcycle through the street system.
I'm gonna watch that right now. What's his name? Eddie Grant.
Hey! Eddie Grant, right?
We're Electric going to Avenue. Rock down to Electric Avenue. But hey, you going to take your
remember when Eddie Murphy made fun of him on Saturday Night Live and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the dude that hit the biggest lick though was old boy who made "Don't Worry, Be Happy," man. He made millions off of that, man.
That dude looks so hungry though. He made some money, man.
Well, even
Pharrell turned into the modern day Bobby McFerrin with that damn hat.
Hey, but that song's so catchy, man.
Pharrell put out.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
That song's so catchy.
Ain't nobody happy like that, man. That's just too happy. You know?
I don't know. I could do it if I got a check, Brian.
Bobby McFerrin's still living off of that. Man, shit, Brian, you should be happy right now. You got an unlimited supply of road.
Hey, man,
you ain't never gonna go hungry.
Monkeys to do my job.
Hey, remember, hey Darius, remember, dude came in security finance and was like, "Would you like to buy a bag of meat?"
Yeah, he was gonna sell us some meat, and it was black. Like I was like, "What's wrong with your meat, bro?"
He was the butcher.
He opened up his coat. Box, remember that? Man. He opened the coat up.
What size bag of meat would you like?
Man, I was like, don't put that on my desk. Don't put that on my desk.
Like the dude from Good Times.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, but y'all remember Big G bought that stuff too.
Yeah, big corn.
This good meat. I'm like, dude, you gonna get Tomaine for it?
Yeah. Hey, Gorn used to be drinking that spoiled milk and stuff, man.
Drinking and stuff, man. And some of his food he wore up smelled like it was a dead body. He'd be like, bro, what's up, man?
They had different seasonings. Yugoslavian seasoning was different.
I used to take Gorn. You taking the trash?
I had one quick question. Before we go, because I asked a question on the board, I just wanted you guys' opinion about it because I always see like random people passing away or whatever, and they're posting pictures of the person that passed away, like in the coffin or like they might be on their deathbed or whatever the case may be. Is that acceptable to post that shit on social media?
Man, that shit's
I don't think so.
I don't agree with it. I mean, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, it's wild.
I mean, that's.
Hey, man, did y'all see what I said?
To me, that's kind of disrespectful.
If you post a picture of me dead in my coffin, don't you know I'm going to haunt your ass for the rest of your life?
Man, it'd be real creepy, though, because they have them sitting up in these caskets. I went to a church, man, and a bishop had passed, man, and
he was sitting up in there, and I mean, they was all snapping pictures and doing video. I'm like, come on, this is creepy.
Yeah.
I don't get people like that, man. They got wax museums for like that. Can't you just wait if it's like somebody famous? You can go to the wax museum at Ripley's 3 weeks later. They got Michael Jackson. I'm like, why y'all doing that?
You think somebody brought Michael Jackson's corpse?
Well, shit, man. I don't get it, man. I think that's like the most disrespectful thing
right,
you can do.
Right.
That's the last thing I want to happen is to pass away and all of a sudden my picture's all over damn Facebook and me in a damn coffin.
Yeah. It ain't right.
Yeah, just plant me as a tree pod. Shit, I don't want no funeral. Just throw me in the ground. Yeah. Let me grow as a tree.
Well, if I jumped off a bridge, just put a marker on the bridge. You know what I mean? Be like, hey.
Hey, real talk. These funerals be costing a lot.
Brian, this is the fifth. This is the fifth time you done mentioned jumping off a bridge. We gotta do a welcome.
Gotta do some kind of intervention. I think y'all need that trip up here before March.
It's hard out here for a player. We do need to get together, though, man. We definitely need to go to each city. And,
I think that should be something we should plan out. Reunions at each city.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit to do in Dallas.
Yeah, and I was in Atlanta back in July.
Oh, okay.
I'll actually be back down there. Probably.
Okay, let me know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be over by Douglasville and Doraville.
That's where I'm at. I'm in Powder Springs. I'm right next to Douglasville.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's where I usually get my room.
Yeah, it's nice down here, man.
They got a nice little mall over there in Douglasville.
Yeah, yep. What is it? Arbor Place.
Yeah, it's a nice little mall over there.
Yeah, man. But I show you a lot of spots, man. I done made my way through here. I done been down here almost 8 years now. So. Yeah.
Oh, I done been there. Ain't I done been to Magic City. I done been to Club 112. I done been to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I done did Atlanta.
Yeah.
Black on.
Is it true what they say about Atlanta with his kind of crazy in some sorts?
What do you mean?
Talking about people living double lives?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of undercover, man. A lot of undercover.
Out here, man.
They ain't even undercover no more.
Nah. But you know, man, this is a place where people come to be free, man. So, As long as they ain't bothering me, man, people can live their life.
Right.
That's the way I look at it too.
And Atlanta is like a no judgment zone because you're gonna see a little bit of everything down there.
Yeah.
But I mean, I understand it's free and you can do whatever the hell you want to do. But shit, you can drive your car with your feet if you wanted to. Doesn't make it a good idea. But
Yeah.
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 I didn't want to take it.
So that's why I was saying earlier, you know, name changes. If this go big, my name is Aknan out here.
I'm Black Rhino.
Hey, that's a good idea, though, Lee. You telling the truth, man. That's real spit.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you know what we got to do real quick, though, Troy, is Lee got to say the intro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Lee, I want you to say who you are. Whatever name you decide to change it to, and you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table. So anytime you want to say it.
Hey, this is Lee Bolton, and you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
See there, only took them one take. So we've had other shows. I don't know. We've had other times.
Hey Lee, you see how they do me, man?
He said, "Don't start."
Trying to kill my quarterback.
Look, I had my Metamucil a little earlier, so my mind was a little clear.
No, he was a knights on the side.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it's gold. Everybody talking about it. It's gold.
Knights behind it. He said,
"My knights on the side."
Hey, Ed, man. You know, I was sneaking at work.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't got that much time, man. You ain't got that much time. You got to get it in, bro. It was going to be whatever, so we can get it rolling.
Right.
Yeah, I remember when Darius first told me about the idea. I was like, "That's a good idea, man." Mainly because
we're going to do
YouTube. I don't get to see none of y'all. I get to see D, but like,
yeah.
I ain't seen Ed since Rockin' Sports.
Man, that's probably a long time. Yep.
Brian around the same. He might have been at Varsity or something, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
Troy, last time I saw him, we was at the Vegas. That's why we got to go back.
Wait, the Vegas is still open?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey.
Okay. Them girls was letting them supply their debit cards and the crack of their button.
I just heard Arthur Negrelli in the background. And stuff. Who was that?
Huh?
Who? I just heard Arthur Negro Levy in the background. Who is Black Fonzie back there?
That was me. I'll be that man.
Black Fonzie.
I'll miss hanging out.
Hey man, remember how tough we thought Fonzie was tough back in the day,
I did too. I thought he could beat everybody.
Well, shitty. Yeah, anything that's broke, all you gotta do is hit it and it starts working again.
Right. Jukeboxes, vending machines. I'm like, okay.
Sticking up his thumb going, hey.
I know.
I was fine to find because I'm a little short dude, too. So we was,
you know. Fonzie was way shorter than you, though, Lee.
Right here, yeah.
Fonzie real short.
Little as fucking shit, man.
He's to pop his collars, man. You can tell that dude nothing.
But, hey, man, listen.
Do you see him now?
Wearing a white tee.
But check it out. When we was hanging out, you 6'3", Terrence tall, Derek tall, then you got Lee. I couldn't even say I'm 6 feet, Sydney. 6'3", 6'4".
I was somewhere in between you and him.
Yeah. So. I'm 5'9" and a half. Yeah. If I wear some Tims, I'm 5'10".
Oh shit! But,
all right, fellas,
heat start pumping. Welltech USA up.
What the fuck is Welltech USA?
Nobody would know. Man.
See what I'm talking about?
Shit, that's 95% job, 95% job placement. What are you sitting there talking about? Welltech USA. You want to fucking work? You want to have a goddamn job? You're in that program. 4 to 6 week program. You'll be working in 3 days after 75% job placement.
So it's a job placement. Farmer.
It's simple math, motherfucker. Damn, it's whatever type of placement you want. Job placement, education. We do everything here at Welltech USA, motherfucker.
How many percent get placed at the job, man? I mean,
what's that?
What's the job placement percentage again?
73% job placement. Just join our program. Join our 7 week program. You'll be put to work 1 week after, guaranteed.
68%
job placement.
I was hoping for 50.
75% job placement and 10% of that. You never know. The numbers always change. Because it's simple math. You can't play our numbers every minute of every hour.
We got to describe the kind of classes you take at Welltech.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
There's going to be empty classes. So it ain't going to make no sense. You know, like.
Join our class in job skills. Take our job skills training class, our 7 week program. Guaranteed 2 days, we'll find you a new job.
You'll be a fucking intern.
Oh man.
Make the big bucks in internship. Join our 8 week program. You'll be working in 2 weeks guaranteed. 52% job.
He started off in the 90s, but then
right.
Oh, damn. 93% job.
Oh shit!
Welltech USA.
What do you say, that Sarah McLachlan? It was like, oh, you yeah, scared animal.
feeling that shit.
He said, yeah, yeah, with pencil in his forehead and shit.
He be crying. You be like, damn. Why you gotta shake like this?
No, it's fucked up because when me and Darius did it, I was like, man, this is only gonna take 10 minutes. I just need you to say this shit. Yeah, a couple other things. I'm just gonna be screaming and shit in the damn background.
That's funny.
Put it all together. Oh, I mean, man. That's.
Yeah, we gonna make up a whole fake university, man. And we get people buying Welltech shirts.
I must have had a good time because usually, and Darius will tell you, I'll be out on Saturday with them at about 10:30. I'm ready to go to sleep.
I'll be at the club sleep.
I'll be ready to be like, man, I didn't realize I was this motherfucking old. Shit. I'm tired as a motherfucker.